Here, we're listening to the Joe Duffy Show today.
And welcome back.
We're about to hear on this day when a very famous so much Irish about poet.
Cordy, that 3-year-old boy, the image of his lifeless body on a beach, and the story of his family from Syria, refugees. We've asked poet Ivan Boland to join us for the end of the programme because, Ivan, there are no words. It's almost unspeakable.
I think there's never any words, and I think the whole temptation so much is to fall back into silence. But I do think the one thing I think, you know, is the terrible, terrible photograph of this beautiful little boy. It does, at that moment, for that one moment, become everyone's child. Nobody stands back. Nobody can detach themselves from it. And there's nothing good about the situation. But the fact that at least people see what that means. It was so moving. I was saying, I have a little granddaughter of 15 months. This little boy was dressed by his mother, you know, for that journey, and it just is heartbreaking.
Your own story, Ivan. Your father was our first ambassador to the UN, Frederick Boland. I mean, do you think about the world's reaction and world bodies like the UN to what's happened to the refugees?
You know, I would have to say, I wish I could say yes, I don't. Yeah. What I sometimes think is that when you see something like that image, it leverages the whole situation. Something that so many people would have turned off the radio on, would have walked away from, and you couldn't, in a way, blame them because they were helpless. They see that little boy, and they just couldn't walk away from it.
One of your earlier poems that brought your name to so many people's attention was Night Feed, about your own baby and those incredible intimate moments. You've written a number of poems about children and childhood and parents. This particular poem was called Child of Our Time.
Yes, and this poem was written at the time of this, you know, wrenching and terrible Dublin bombing. All those years ago, I saw a newspaper just the day after, and a little baby had died in the bombing and was being lifted by the fireman out of the wreckage. He was holding that baby almost like midwife, and I just couldn't believe it. And I don't think you can address it, but I did think, as I do of this child, that was a child of our time, and this little boy is a child of our time. Child of our time. Yesterday, I knew no lullaby, but you have taught me overnight to order this song, which takes from your final cry its tune, from your unreasoned end its reason, its rhythm from the discord of your murder, its motive from the fact you cannot listen. We who should have known how to instruct, with rhymes for your waking, rhythms for your sleep, names for the animals you took to bed, tales to distract, legends to protect, and later, an idiom for you to keep and living learn, must learn from you, dead, to make our broken images rebuild themselves around your limbs, your broken image. Find for your sake, whose life our idle talk has cost, a new language. Child of our times have robbed your cradle. Sleep in a world, your final sleep has woken.
Ivan Boland, thank you very much.
Time to close your eyes and save these questions for another day. I think I know what you've been asking me. I think you know what I've been trying to say. I promised I'd there's still so many things I want to say. Remember all the songs you sang for me when we went sailing on an emerald bay, and like a boat out on the ocean, I'm rocking you to sleep. The water's dark and deep inside this ancient heart. You'll always be a
Oh dear.
Then in your heart there will always be a part of me.
It won't be much longer.
Someday we'll all be gone, but lullabies go on and on. They never die, that's how you and I will be.
Billy Joel.
RT Radio 1 with Lloyd's Pharmacy. We're open longer hours.
So there you have a dramatic moment on Irish radio where probably the greatest living Irish woman poet spoke, read her own poem, followed by a song. Now you have my daughter playing her first tin whistle. We are humans. Today that photograph has made us realize, stronger than any other image could have, that we are humans. So hopefully we'll respond.